Bitcoin has passed its all-time high yet again, and now we are in price discovery. Anything can happen from here, and that's why you need to really knuckle down if you do want to get into crypto, to get in earlier rather than later, because that's when the risk is significantly higher. If you're interested in knowing exactly how to invest and what's the easiest way to buy Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, then definitely keep watching. Hey guys, my name is Ravi and welcome back to Personal Finance with Ravi Sharma. If you're new here, smash that subscribe button because I talk about real estate, cryptocurrency and financial freedom. Now the truth is we probably all heard about Bitcoin in 2017, and although we bought at the top in 2021, we might be now in 2024 looking back and saying, since when is Bitcoin at these prices yet again? So you open up your portfolio with whatever's left in there and you're like, okay, I need to start reinvesting because I missed the bear market. I don't want to miss out on the big parabolic moves that come in crypto later this year. So I'm going to show you the easiest way to actually go ahead and buy Bitcoin, whether you're a beginner or whether you've actually already got an account. I've got two ways that you can go in, buy crypto, and then just set and forget. The reality is you can make life-changing money in crypto, but it is extremely volatile, and that is then linked with the risk because you might be holding something that nobody really cares about. And unfortunately, crypto does go down by like 99%. So if you're in the market at the right time, you can cash out and make some really good wealth. But at the same time, if you buy at the wrong time, you could absolutely get wrecked. Now, my strategy is pretty simple when it comes to crypto. I buy and hold, use no leverage, and then I pretty much take profits on the way up, and I use those profits to come back into real estate. If you're interested in knowing how to build a property portfolio in real estate, then definitely book a free discovery call with my team so we can help you actually structure out a strategy when it comes to building your property portfolio and then going out there and researching for you so you can execute at speed. I'll leave a link in the description below for Search Property, our buyer's agency. All right, so the first platform I'm going to talk about is CoinSpot. It is by far the easiest. It's what I used in the beginning, and I still use it to this day. And the reason is because it's really simple. You go on there, a very simple user face, and you can go ahead and create your own profile if you don't have one yet. I'll leave a link in the description below because when you do sign up, you get some free Bitcoin. As well as that, it helps support the channel as well. You can see a couple of stats here that are very important. More than 2.5 million customers around Australia actually use CoinSpot. They've got over 25,000 five-star reviews, and they hold more than 400 digital currencies. They have a really low fee as well, and it's very simple. I think if you are a beginner and you don't want to get overwhelmed with all of these moving parts, this is by far the easiest platform to use, and is usually the first platform that many people use, and then they go and do other things later. Now, what I really like about their platform, apart from the fact that they're really easy to use, is that they also have really good customer service, which is very important, especially in a time like now where scams are going all around and you don't want to get caught up in that either. Now, there are two ways that you can go ahead and buy crypto on CoinSpot. One is simply just going to buy and sell, clicking on what you want to buy, and let's say we want to buy some Bitcoin. So once you've signed in and actually put the amount that you want to buy, it'll just say buy Bitcoin. It'll happen in a matter of seconds, and that's it. You've got Bitcoin in your account. Now, the second way to do it, which is what I actually prefer doing, is setting up a recurring buy. Now, what that means is it's pretty much the concept of DCAing, so dollar cost averaging. What you might want to do is say, I don't want to actually go ahead and buy everything I've got right now. So let's say I've got $1,000. I don't want to put in $1,000 today. Maybe the prices go down, maybe the prices go up. So what I want to do is dollar cost average my way into it. So again, if I use the same $1,000 and I do it over the next 10 days, I might want to buy $100 every single day. And this platform also allows you to do that. So what you do is you go ahead and say, set up a recurring buy. And it's very simple. Pretty much select what coin you want. And let's say in this case, you want to select Bitcoin. You would then go ahead and select what date, what time, and how frequently you want to be buying. So you could do weekly, you could do daily, and then set up how much you want to buy. So as long as you have that cash sitting on the exchange in your account, it'll just go out and automatically purchase crypto. And this is pretty much how I did it over the last 12 to 18 months, is just set this up, set and forget, so I can focus on my business, focus on the YouTube channel, and then suddenly come to a nice surprise when I open up my CoinSpot account. You pretty much get a page like this, which confirms exactly how much you want to buy at what time, and that is it. It is so simple to set up and something that you can just literally forget in the background. And hopefully in line with the 4-year cycles, we should see some parabolic activity later in 2024 and into 2025. Now, the second platform you could also consider is SwiftX. Now, SwiftX has a really cool feature that I personally have used, which is the demo mode. And so if you're out there saying, okay, I don't really have the money right now, or I just want to see how these things work, then you can go out and register your account. Again, I'll leave a link in the description below. You get some free Bitcoin, as well as it helps support the channel. And what you could do is just set up a demo account, and it allows you to trade as if it is an actual account. And you can figure out the features, you can see if the volatility is something you want to actually put money into, and it's a good intro into actually buying crypto. They also have some really cool features like bundles where you can purchase multiple assets in the one space, but they also have the recurring orders. CoinSwap calls it recurring buys, but it's basically the same thing. It allows you to go ahead and DCA into the market, and you may choose not just one cryptocurrency, you may choose multiple, and you can also go ahead and set that up. I found that with SwiftX, the customer service has also been really good. So if you are looking at either one of those, if I had a preference as a beginner, I would go CoinSpot first, and then I would probably look at SwiftX because they do have a few more features that CoinSpot doesn't have. And that's when you actually want to go out and see some charting, as well as some more in-depth analysis of particular coins, as well as your own portfolio breakdown. And again, a reminder, I will leave both links in the description below, which allows you to set up an account on both exchanges. Now, this is something that is not spoken about enough, where having multiple accounts is actually a good thing. What you will find is that during the bull market, these exchanges may add certain coins that you may want to have, but the other one actually won't have it. So unless you've got an account already set up there, it's going to take you so much longer to set up an account on one of these exchanges during the bull market because there's new people signing up every day. Right now, it's relatively quiet, so you can go ahead, sign up, and if you also have any issues depositing money into one account versus the other, at least you're still able to go ahead and purchase crypto. This is something I found myself happen in 2017 as well as 2021, and so I would never have all of my money on either exchanges, and I would try and go and get a hardware wallet. But if you're a beginner, you want to have less barriers to entry, these are probably the best ways. Now, previously I've come out on the channel and spoken about Binance Australia and actually going ahead and using that platform for a period of time over CoinSpot. And the main reason was that the fees were lower, but also I had so many other options of things that I could do on Binance. Unfortunately, in 2023, they stopped on-ramping Australian dollars. So I couldn't use my Australian dollars, put it from my bank account onto Binance Australia, and then purchase crypto. So it defeated the purpose, and that's why I went back into CoinSpot, and I've also gone ahead and used SwiftX as well. Both platforms are really easy to use. It's really a shame with Binance Australia, but that is life, guys. And that's why if you are in this market, you want to buy crypto, and getting started with speed is key for you, then use the link in the description below. It'll get you started. And that way you're not sidelined and then trying to buy and FOMO in when in reality you could have done this 6 months ago. Now, before we continue around what my thoughts are around crypto, let's get a word from our sponsor. The sponsor for our video today is Airwallex. Airwallex is one of the most powerful fintech platforms for global brands. They help with everything from payments, treasury, spend management, and it's like an all-in-one hub for businesses. They are running a competition called Accelerate Your Ambition, and it gives Australians the chance to win $10,000 in a business acceleration grant, which could help kickstart your side hustle, which as we know is very important, especially in 2024. As well as that, they have some really cool merchandise and exclusive experiences. If you're a fan of F1, you're gonna love this sort of stuff. All you have to do is simply head to the competition page at airwallex.com/ambition/Ravi Sharma. I'll leave a link in the description below as well. And all you need to do is share how you would want to accelerate your financial processes in 2024. The competition entries actually close really soon, so I'm not sure when you're watching this, but it closes 20th of March, 2024. There's terms and conditions that apply, but again, use the link in the description below to get started. And I'm so thankful for Airwallex for sponsoring this part of the video. Overall, with crypto, it's very volatile, very risky, and you've probably heard a bunch of people starting to talk about it a lot more now than they did 12 months ago. And that's exactly what happens. When we start entering bullish times, prices go up, that's when people want to actually get in. Now, if you're one of the lucky few that over the last 12 to 18 months has been accumulating crypto as part of your own portfolios, you're probably doing really well right now. But if you're looking at the four-year cycles, we are still quite early in terms of prices and where we could see prices over the next 12 months. Again, nobody knows exactly what's happening next, but if you're interested in what my portfolio actually looks like, definitely go check out this video. I break down exactly what I've got in my portfolio and what I plan to hold over the next bull run. I hope you guys have enjoyed this video, and if you have, smash that like button, subscribe if you haven't already for more crypto content as we heat up in this bull cycle. I hope you guys have enjoyed this one. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Thanks, guys.